The following is first session of the Living the Real Life seminar given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari, recorded on December 23, 2006, in Govinda Valley, Australia.
So, there was a great king. Actually, he was incarnation of God. In ancient India, Maharaj Vrishabhadev. So Vrishabhadev told his sons, he said, "My dear boys, do not spoil your human life simply engaged in the activities of material sense gratification like the dogs and the hogs." He said, "You should utilize this life for achieving the supreme perfection." And then he described Brahma Saukhyam Panantam, that spiritual happiness which goes on increasing unlimitedly forever. Any happiness we may try to enjoy within this world, it comes and it goes. Krishna describes this in Bhagavad Gita. Matrasparshashtukonteya shitoshna sukadukada. It is like seasons, you see. It's like now the temperature is very pleasing here in Govinda Valley. And in August, you see, he was explaining no one wants to come that time. It's so pleasing now, but at that time, not pleasing. So material happiness, you can never hold on to it for very long. It slips through your fingers. It is chanchala, it is unsteady. You see? But yet we are looking for that happiness which is permanent happiness. You see, we hanker for permanent happiness, but yet we are not able to get it here. So that is a problem. What we want, we can't get here in this material world. It's a big problem. Therefore, people are dissatisfied. People are frustrated. People are miserable. People are confused. People are bewildered. It's a problem. But Vrishabhadev, he's advising his sons how to achieve that state of happiness, Krishna consciousness. This is not some new invention of Srila Prabhupada, Krishna consciousness. It's been around since the beginning of the universe. Actually, for millions and billions of universal manifestations, cyclically, Krishna consciousness is eternal. Krishna consciousness is the original pure essence of existence, in its unpolluted state. So if we can tune in to that original pure consciousness, we will completely, Prabhupada explains, it's another plane of consciousness. Just imagine you have a TV set with two channels. There are two programs going on. You can flip the channel. Over here we have temporality, ignorance, and misery. And over here you have eternity, knowledge, and bliss. To actually change it is not that difficult. You just have to flip the channel. But the trouble is, we're so addicted to this temporality, ignorance, and misery. And we're thinking, well, you know, if I flip a channel, I'm going to lose. We're afraid of what we're going to lose if we flip the channel. We're scared to flip the channel. So this is why it's so important to have association of devotees. That's why it's so important to come in contact with a bona fide spiritual master. Because they give us faith that we can flip the channel and not lose anything. You see? They give us that faith. Because we can see that. We could see Prabhupada, where his consciousness, I mean, we couldn't fully see, but we could see he was far more exalted than anybody we'd ever met before. That nobody was enjoying life like him. That was very clear. Here's a person who is relishing the sweetest nectar at every minute. And he's inviting us to try it. So that is Krishna consciousness. It enables us to taste that nectar, as Lord Chaitanya explains, for which we are hankering at every minute. Even in the most devastating of circumstances, one can relish the sweetest nectar. What materialistic psychologist can give us that? Nobody. You can only get that on the transcendental platform by reconnecting the individual consciousness with the supreme consciousness. We are, each one of us, we have our individual consciousness. And there is the supreme consciousness that is possessed by Krishna. So we simply have to dovetail the individual consciousness with the supreme consciousness. We simply have to harmonize ourselves with that supreme original person. And then we will enjoy on an equal level with God. So, Krishna consciousness, spiritual life, proper spiritual life, not the pseudo-spiritual life that's going on nowadays. I'm talking about proper spiritual life means we enjoy on an equal level with God. And nobody can enjoy like God. But if you become fully absorbed in Krishna consciousness, you will enjoy on an equal level with God 24 hours a day in everything that you're doing. Guaranteed. Or you can, we'll give you, you can return your japa beads and we'll give you a refund. So that's it.